You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's rank some waiver ads and relievers next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Tuesday, May 17th. I am Frank Sanfield, joined by Scott White. And let's rank some waiver wire pitchers from Monday night. Yusei Kikuchi makes it 3 strong starts in a row. He goes 6 innings, 1 hit allowed, 6 strikeouts against his former team in the Mariners. Johnny Cueto made his White Sox debut. Solid start, 6 shutout with 7 strikeouts. Wade Miley, awesome, 7 shutout with 6 strikeouts. And then Alex Fiedo, 5 2/3, 1 run, 4 strikeouts. Scott, how are you ranking these 4? Kikuchi, Cueto, Miley, and Fiedo.
I'll go Kikuchi number 1. 3 good starts in a row. He's given up a combined 6 hits in 15 1/3 innings. And he's not throwing his cutter anymore. He stopped throwing it basically these 3 starts. And there's some evidence maybe that he's kind of changed up his slider too, made it a little different. But the cutter was getting crushed early on, and ditching it seems to have helped him unlock that all-star potential he showed last year when he was actually an all-star. So Kikuchi's number 1. Alex Fiedo's number 2. And he might be number 1 for me if I was sure he was sticking around, but Tigers have Casey Mize and Matt Manning due back from the IL soon. But this is 2 good starts in a row from Fiedo where the slider has been especially impressive, and it earned high marks in the minors too for him. He's gotten a lot of swings and misses with it, 14 total, 8 on the slider in this one. And unlike the last start against the A's, this one was against the Rays, so an actual good team, and Fiedo still delivered. 3rd is Wade Miley. Nice to see him bounce back after 5 walks in his first start, a 1-hit effort against the Pirates. He had 12 wins and a 3.37 ERA last year. You know, overachieved for much of the year, I would say, and finished kind of poorly, but he'll be a streamable type, Will Miley. And then last is Johnny Cueto. He'll occasionally have a start like this, but overall, I don't think the numbers will be worthwhile.
I'll just say it was awesome to have Johnny Cueto back on the mound. He's rocking back and forth. He's quick pitching opposing hitters, so he's fun to watch, but not necessarily all that useful for fantasy. Let's rank some relievers for fantasy purposes, and we'll start with this group, which is rostered between 60 and 45% over on CBS. Scott, how would you rank these? Jorge Lopez, Mark Melancon, Danny Jimenez, Yoan Duran, and Ryan Helsley, if you need saves.
So specifically, if you need saves, I would say I'm still going to put, you know what? No, I'm going to put Danny Jimenez at the top of this group because I feel like he has shored up that spot for the Athletics after being just a fill-in for Lou Trevino early on. Lou Trevino has not looked good since coming back, and really, the A's haven't made much of an effort to try and put him back in the role. So I think it's Danny Jimenez's job. I'm going to put Melancon number 2 here. I know he's been awful in May. The Diamondbacks still seem motivated to get him right, to let him get right. And there's been some talk that maybe they asked too much of him coming back from the COVID IL, because his numbers were fine before going on the COVID IL. And obviously, he has a long track record of success. So Melancon would still be number 2 for me. Jorge Lopez, he seems pretty secure for the Orioles. He missed some time recently on the bereavement list and some others stepped up, but I still think it's Lopez's job. And then the 2 who aren't actually closers right now, Yoan Duran and Ryan Helsley. I think Duran has a better chance of stepping into the role. I think the guy currently filling it for the Twins, Emilio Pagan, isn't as good as Giovanni Gallegos. And the Cardinals haven't actually been using Helsley all that much. It's kind of weird the way his numbers are great, but the usage hasn't been there. So it kind of makes him difficult to recommend as even a like a ratios play.
All right, let's rank this next group. These are all rostered in less than 40% of CBS leagues. The aforementioned Emilio Pagan, he's 39% rostered. Tanner Rainey is 37%. And then we have 2 Marlins relievers, Anthony Bender, 36%, and Dylan Floro, 35%. Scott, how do you rank those four?
I think I'm going to go Rainey ahead of Pagan, even though the Nationals haven't been giving him regular save opportunities. He's looked pretty good so far. He is their closer. Pagan has more save chances, but nearly as many walks as innings pitched. And he's just too vulnerable to the long ball. It's been a few years of that from him. And yeah, Duran is right there behind him, capable of replacing him if it comes to that. For the Marlins, I'm still going to give Bender the nod over Floro. Floro's velocity hasn't been right since coming off the IL. He's gotten hit hard. Bender, yeah, he's been unreliable in the closer role, but I don't think Floro's shown enough to replace him.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. You guys know I'm always up for a good MVP story, and one of the best stories is Wasabi Technology. Wasabi is the world's hottest cloud storage company, and it's become the go-to provider for professional and collegiate sports teams, including 20 Major League Baseball teams like the Red Sox and NHL teams like the Bruins and Vancouver Canucks. Even the Liverpool Football Club is getting in on the Wasabi action. So why is Wasabi the MVP? Well, Wasabi was purpose-built to free businesses from skyrocketing storage costs and unpredictable transaction fees that the Amazons of the world are charging. In fact, Wasabi is up to 80% less than those hyperscalers and doesn't charge a cent for businesses to access their data. From Wasabi's AI-enabled intelligent media storage, Wasabi Air, to the industry's only cloud storage service with triple protection against cyber criminals, data deletion, and ransomware, Wasabi's taking the lead in driving innovation in data storage and helping sports teams to unleash the power of their data. Wasabi, another Boston-based championship team.